know that I said that this vlogging would be about, helping people to talk about stuff, but I also kind of felt that today I had one of them days where I just wanted to let off a little bit of steam, and I'm still at the office. And I gotta get a few things done, but I figured let me take a few minutes to just clean my head, clean my chest, and do what I've gotta do. You see, for the most part, you get up in the morning and you put a brave face on and you say your prayers and you come outside and the world just kind of sees the exterior. They only see the smile. And everything's okay. Everything always sounds okay. Everything always looks okay because that's kind of how you're hardwired to be. You're kind of being told. It doesn't really matter whether you're okay or not. Don't nobody care. So you learn how to coexist in your situation. You learn how to sit in your mess. You just learn how to cope, and for the most part, that's kind of what I've had to do. That's that firstborn stuff, that deputy parent stuff, and so I've learned how to mimic being okay while breaking on the inside. I've learned how to soldier on and still be able to carry the person next to me. I've learned how to say it's okay when nothing seems going right. I've learned how to love when I didn't know what it was like. I've had to mimic so many things. I've had to live a life sometimes that nobody knew, that I was so broken on the inside that if I could just show them a little bit of what I felt, that they wouldn't even know how I made it. And sometimes I don't even know how I made it or how I continue to make it. All I know is there's somebody out there watching. They're watching out for me. And so over the last couple of days, I've been thinking about just life, just randomly, just what it means and how you can just attain your moment of happiness and how to seize every opportunity and just kind of do what you need to do in order for you to get to the happy place. Because it doesn't matter whether you get to the happy, it doesn't matter how much money you make and how well off you live and how good everything looks on the outside, if where you are isn't where your happiness resides. If you can't find the happiness in the things that already exist, then you've got a problem, because money ain't going to take you there. Rich expensive vacations ain't going to take you there. Gucci, Louis Vuitton handbags ain't going to take you there. And one thing I'm coming to understand is that neither will your lover. You can vow to spend the rest of your life with them and give them everything that you're willingly and earthly capable of giving them. But you see, it's not their responsibility to make you happy. And I'm finding that out each and every day. You see, how you, when you're a child, you're expecting your family to take care of you until you can stand on your own 2 feet. Guess what? Same thing in a relationship. You got somebody to shoulder a heavy burden. You got somebody to walk a long walk. You've got somebody who'll be there for you in times of want and need. And you've got this. You've got the circle. And, you're lucky to have a really good friend or two to just be with you in the really darkest of times. What I'm trying to say is that we need to quit making our relationships and our partners the biggest part of our lives, so much so that when they leave, when they decide to walk out that door, we don't know how to cope because we've been given everything to them. We don't even know what's left of life. We don't know how our heart beats. We don't know how to function without them. And sometimes we've ended up in such a point where we live with somebody because we used to, but it's become so ordinary. And I don't know whether that's something I ever want to experience, whether it's something I ever want to do. But sometimes we're creatures of habit and we love safety and we love all of this stuff. And all I'm saying to you is that if you're listening and you're heartbroken on it, you're not alone. And surely the sun shines in the morning. You know, the sun is the brightest when the night's really been dark. I'm not trying to quote anything. I'm not trying to be poetic about anything. All I'm trying to say is, you keep your head up. Don't give up on anything. It's temporary. You feel the way that you feel. Reach out to somebody if you can. Write it out if you can't. You ain't alone. The universe, God, whatever you believe in, always up to something, to trying to get you into something better. You know, you'll always be stressed just before you get blessed. You know, I've sold a storm, and I know that somebody out there has to weather bigger storms than I ever will. Mine look a little bit big right now, and they look a little bit scary. And so, when you're alone, when you feel like ain't nobody hearing what you're saying, when you can't talk to the one person you think that you feel like you're supposed to be able to talk to, when they don't understand what you're going through, when they don't understand what you're saying, look up. God always got your back. Look up for reals, though. All I'm saying is, you're gonna need your ride or die in order for you to get to where you need to go. It ain't always that easy. But it gets better. I promise you, it gets better. I know I started my message off on a really somber note, but I just want you to know that at the end of the tunnel, there'll always be light if you're willing to see it. If you're willing to open your eyes and see that there is an escape to a really bad situation. All I'm trying to get at is that if you are walking in a dark place and your eyes are closed and everything is going to seem dark and it's going to seem like there isn't tomorrow, there isn't a better situation, there isn't a better day, there isn't somebody out there who cares for you, who supports you, who's willing to be there for you. You're number one. You're supposed to be taking care of your number one, because if you can't take care of your number one, you ain't never going to be able to take care of anybody else. But we're so accustomed to treating everybody like they belong in the number one seat that they don't even know. You don't even know you like you're supposed to. And yeah, it gets really tough. And I haven't been to where you've been. I haven't walked a mile in your shoes, and I'm not even going to pretend like I know what you're going through. All I'm saying is, it doesn't last forever. If you can hold your head up just a little bit longer, just keep on pushing. Just keep on taking one more step. Just keep on believing that it gets better in the next moment. It doesn't have to be the next 24 hours. If you need to live from 1 minute to another, then you keep on doing. You keep on pushing. You keep on doing what you need to do to get you moving. Do not fall behind. And whatever you do, whatever you do, in everything that you take out of this message, do not get stationary. Don't stand still. It's the biggest deception that you just gonna rest a little bit. You find your rest in the little victories that you get. You keep on pushing. You keep on pushing, because I know you can make it. Because I've just spoken myself out of a bad situation. I've just spoken myself out of a bad feeling. And if I can do that, I will keep doing this. And I know that I am not as frequent and I'm not as consistent as I should be. But I'm going to keep on trying to push for consistency. So all I'm saying is, I got you. I got you. I'm trying to reach out, and I'm going to start reaching out to a wider audience. My name is Gwen, and if you ever need me, look me up. Little girl from Namibia, man. Gwen Amadela. That's what I roll on my social media platforms, and I'm not as active on the social media. So if you don't find me on anything else, I'm on Facebook. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to roll anything. I'm just trying to express myself the best way I know how to. I know how to put words together. And if it can keep you going, then I'm going to keep going. It keeps me going. I love you all, man. Remember, God loves you with everything that he is. He knows your name. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Never give up. He never gives up on you. And remember that there's always a brighter future. There's always a brighter day if you're willing to see it. I love you all. Stay blessed. Peace.